I've heard at times, as a customer, employees on the other side of a table or desk or over the phone complain about the traffic, complain about the number of people that are coming through the door. And I often believe that that's a sign of not a very healthy environment. This is Pat Bosco. I spent 50 years as a university administrator. This podcast addresses our interest in being more authentic and making an impact in the lives of those we serve. Staff ought to understand very specifically that customers are the reason why we're there, that we're to serve those that are coming through the door or that are calling in our offices, that those customers are paying our salaries. That an overall philosophy I had throughout my 50 years of employment, frankly, started when I was a paper boy at 11 and 12 years old, that the customers that are on my paper route and the students that I served for 50 years and their families are paying my salary. And that's an important distinction, that without them, we don't have a job. And it's an attitude that we made sure was felt throughout our division of student life during my many decades of service, that we're here for students, and those students and their families pay our salary. That we're here not only to solve problems, but to anticipate problems so they don't become challenges for our students and our families. That we're there to communicate very directly that it's not a burden, but it's in fact a blessing. We started a campaign a number of years ago each fall where we communicated throughout our university community that we're glad students are here. And we had a slogan that said, "We're glad you're here," with an exclamation point. We had banners and stickers and an overall feeling that we're welcoming students and families to our university community, that we're in fact very glad that they're here. Back in the 80s, we started answering our university phones with, "Welcome to K-State, how can I help you?" And a receptionist would introduce themselves to the student or the family member that would call the university. And we implemented that way to greet those we serve over the phone throughout the university. That it was a way of saying, well, we're here to serve you, particularly as a nation's first land-grant university. We want to make sure that people have a smile on their face and a smile on their voice, either in person or when they answer the phone. We're continually thinking about how can we go beyond the expectation. As I mentioned in an earlier broadcast, that we don't point when asked for directions, that we physically take an individual to an appointment on our campus. I was impressed the other day going into an electronics box store. In the front of the store, you're greeted by an individual who asks you how can they help you. And I'm a technophobe, so I'm pleased that there's a person right there that I can explain why I'm there. And that individual last week took me directly to the product that I needed. I was out in 2 minutes' time. And that made a big difference for me. Much different than the greeter at another box store that I'm not sure what he or she does at the front of the store. That's a significant difference in terms of being responsive to those that we serve, going above and beyond. I have a favorite restaurant in Las Vegas, and I really enjoy clam chowder at this restaurant. And the waitress brought me a small bag of oyster crackers to enjoy with my clam chowder. And I asked the waitress, could I have some extra crackers? And she brought me a basket of crackers. She just mean just an extra bag, but she brought me a basket. That was a above and beyond service that was beyond expectations. Those little things count as we attempt to make sure that customers appreciate the fact that they could go anywhere. And there's a lot of competition out there. And the way we take care of our customers makes all the difference in the world. I like it that the K-State Athletics parking attendants will say, "Welcome to K-State, enjoy the game." Now, we're not promising we're going to win, but that we want you to know that we appreciate that you're here, that there's a commitment that you've made to our athletic program. And that makes a difference, I think, in terms of establishing that sense of service and that welcoming environment. As we think in terms of service, we want to make sure that every touch point from those that serve understand the importance of their position. I remember a number of years ago visiting with our custodial staff and understanding that their job is critically important as we attempt to make sure that our environments are clean. With our campus police, the campus safety is critically important to our students and families that we serve. I remember visiting with very large audiences 20 years ago about a university life, and would open up for questions at the end of a presentation, and parents and families and students would never ask about campus safety. The last few years, that was the number one and number two question. Well, it's important that our university police understand the importance of establishing a safe environment. Our food service workers, those that prepare our food in the residence halls and actually scoop it out of our bins and give it to our resident students every day, two or three times a day, it's important that they know that they're front line. And they know our students probably better than anyone. They get a chance to look our students in the eyes. They know whether there might be a problem or not. Or it's important that they have a network that if a student is having a problem or a concern, they might feel it before anyone else. And they let us know how best we can respond to a particular need. That everyone is in the business of retention, retaining those that we serve. And an important part is establish a welcoming environment, that we are in fact glad that you're here, that you in fact do pay our salaries. And I know it's more complicated than what I just said, but it's an overall attitude of putting ourselves out there, understanding that, as Southwest Airlines will say at the end of every flight, there are a lot of other airlines. You have a lot of choices, and we're happy that you've picked us, and we're honored that you've picked us. Authentic leaders within their sphere of influence, and I'm not being Pollyannish, there are things and areas where you just can't influence, but those areas that you can influence in a positive way to ensure that those that are serving whatever our clients happen to be, whatever our patients are, that those touch points are critical to establish a welcoming, accessible environment that's intentional, that's sincere, that promises what we can deliver. We can promise a welcoming environment, a caring environment, one that not only listens but is responsive to today's ever-changing needs of those that we serve. That's authentic leadership, and I believe it makes a difference today, particularly today, and the kind of competition that we have, but more importantly, we all understand that there are all kinds of options out there, and we want to be the best options for those that we serve.